A vigil was held in downtown State College Monday afternoon for the victims of last week's shooting. WPSU's Christine Allen reports.
We enter into silence today remembering the employees of PJ Harrigan's. We remember the first responders from law enforcement and emergency services.
At the Allen Street gates in downtown State College, Ben Weidman, campus pastor for Third Way Collective at Penn State, spoke to a group of more than 50 local residents and Penn State students. As the crowd listened, bundled against the cold, he called for a moment of silence for each victim of last week's shooting. Some in the crowd held small white candles during the vigil. A few held homemade signs with slogans like, "What will you do about gun violence?" and "Enough is enough." Many of their faces wore expressions of sadness. Reverend Carol Thomas Sissel, minister of the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in State College, called for the group to come together and hold hands as she offered a prayer.
The violent loss of our friends and neighbors is all but unbearable. And so, God, we come today asking.
And Sissel did lose one of her neighbors. She knew George McCormick, who was killed when the shooter broke into his home on Tussie Lane.
I can tell you he was kind. I can tell you he had a great laugh. He was really vibrant for somebody 80-something years old. He's one of the first people I met when I moved to State College in 2017. I lived at 730 Tussie Lane. He lived at 748. So it just feels really, really close to home. And he was a lovely man.
Sissel said McCormick's murder in his house just yards away from the Unitarian Church is weighing on her congregation.
When we had services on Sunday, it was just subdued. There's a lot of heaviness is what it feels like. And how is it happening here is what I keep hearing from people. I can't believe it happened here. How is it happening here?
I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.